Hello and welcome to the Princess Scientist Show, starring Princess Scientist! Yay! And now here's your host, Princess Scientist. Say hello, Princess Scientist.
Hello.
Hi there, and we're here to talk again about books this week and science. So, what kind of books do you want to talk about today?
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter? Which one?
Book three,
my favorite. And?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Okay, which one of those?
Dog Days.
And?
A Wrinkle in Time.
Okay. What do you want to start with?
Harry Potter. Since it's just out the door.
Okay. Why is Harry Potter out the door?
Because it's on our bookshelf.
Oh, I see. Well, we don't need the book, do we? We do need the book. Okay. We'll pause for a moment while you get the book. All right, we are back. We have book. So tell us about Harry Potter 3. Harry Potter by J.K. Rowling.
It's called The Prisoner of
Azkaban.
And on the front cover, it looks like they're escaping from the prison by a hippogriff.
So what is a hippogriff?
Part eagle, well, part giant eagle, part horse.
That's pretty cool. So why are they trying to escape from the prison?
Because Hagrid's pet, Buckbeak, a hippogriff, was about to be executed, but, well, and there's Sirius Black on the loose.
That's true. Do you think Sirius Black, do you think he's a good guy or a bad guy?
Bad guy, definitely.
He's a bad guy.
He killed Harry Potter's parents.
Oh, wow. That sounds pretty bad to me.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the one of the teachers says that Harry will be taken by a griffin.
A grim,
yeah.
That's the Professor Trelawney.
Yeah.
Yes. The fortune teller. Excuse me, she'd probably be insulted by that term.
Why?
Because it's such a low term.
Yes, and in one part of the professor's class, they were doing fortune telling, and Ron said, "Well, I know there's going to be a lot of mist tonight." Because all they could see was cloudy white stuff.
Right. Well, I guess he was right there. So you haven't finished the book yet?
Haven't finished the book.
How far have you gotten? Where are they now? We're checking, folks.
At page 301, what's going on is that they're trying to get Buckbeak the hippogriff out of executing, and well, at least Hermione is doing that.
I see. Hermione.
Hermione.
Yeah, her name is a little tough to say.
I keep thinking it's Hermione.
Yes, it looks that way, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's Hermione.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Harry Potter.
And she got blamed for the taking back of the Firebolt and the eating of Scabbers.
Okay. So Ron and Harry are unhappy with her right now.
Well, not Harry. Just not Ron. Harry.
Just Ron.
Well, Harry is a little upset, but I think he forgot the Firebolt incident.
Okay.
Actually, Ron is helping the Hippogriff Buckbeak trying to get out of jail, too. Because he's reading a lot of books about Hippogriffs.
Okay.
And he forgot to be mean to Crookshanks, the cat.
The cat, yes.
So
he and Hermione are getting along now?
Not really. Hermione got just went out of the class, the division class, I think.
A divination.
Divination class?
Yes, that's what she is. She's the professor of divination.
Uh-huh. I was trying to remember the word.
Okay, well, why don't we talk about another book now?
How about A Wrinkle in Time?
Sure, let's talk about that.
We just finished the book.
Uh-huh. Did you like it?
Mm-hmm. Well, spoiler people here.
Okay, spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
The one thing it...
What is it?
This big brain, and the one thing it didn't have is love, so...
Keep going.
Meg, the main character...
Right.
Is going to save her brother, Charles Wallace, and nobody else can get in come. Charles Wallace is, controlled by it. It's spelled with capital letters, just so you know.
Okay.
So all capital letters.
It's like it.
Yes.
So.
It is,
sorry. No, go ahead.
It is, the one thing it doesn't have is love, so Meg, tried to love the Charles Wallace, that was not the actual Charles Wallace, because it has controlled the normal Charles Wallace and transformed the normal Charles Wallace into a different one, but he looked the same, but he's not the same at all.
Well, I think they were trying to say that Charles Wallace, that it took over Charles Wallace's mind.
Yeah. And Meg finally got Charles Wallace back because she loved the real Charles Wallace. And she finally got Charles Wallace to break out of its grasp.
And how did she do this? By love?
Uh-huh. She loved Charles Wallace and it shriveled up, right?
No, I don't think she was powerful enough to shrivel up it. That's what she decided. But she could save Charles Wallace.
Yeah, all she could do.
Because she couldn't love a giant throbbing brain. You know, who could blame her?
Yeah, who could blame her?
So who's your favorite character? In A Wrinkle in Time.
Mostly Meg. And I've seen on this TV show where this big brain is in this giant tank and controlling robots so they control humans. It's not exactly the same, but at least it's this big throbbing brain that's controlling things.
So you like the big brain? That's your favorite character?
No. Big Brain is the evilest one.
Okay.
And the man with red eyes, he hypnotizes people.
Well, he does have red eyes.
Yeah. Red eyes.
So, was Meg perfect? Was she...
Not really.
What did she do that wasn't so good?
She blamed her dad that she almost got taken by the black thing.
Ah, and was that fair?
No.
Yes, what would have happened if her dad hadn't done that?
They would all be sucked up by it.
Yes.
Well, anyone who can go through the black thing and still survive without getting hypnotized.
Right.
Is a pretty skilled guy.
Okay.
So anyone who can at least do that.
You know, I just realized we haven't told people what A Wrinkle in Time is about.
The Wrinkle in Time is about a girl named Meg, and she goes and meets Mrs. Witch.
I think she meets Mrs. What's-It first.
Yeah, Mrs. What's-It, Miss Who, and Miss Witch.
Okay.
And they're actually, well, Miss What's-It was born from a star.
I think she was a star.
Yeah, she was a star. And...
I know you don't mean a movie star, folks.
Not a movie star.
Well, let's summarize. Her dad is lost somewhere. And she's very angry.
Yeah.
And these three ladies show up and offer to help her get her dad.
Yeah.
With her brother. Who's Charles Wallace.
Yes. And she meets this boy called Calvin who introduces her to those three ladies. Well, one lady.
One of them.
Yeah. Miss What's-It.
Yes.
Miss What's-It is the only one who is seen transformed. And another spoiler alert, people.
Okay. Sure, tell them.
Well, when they were trying to go to the planet called Camazotz, where it was, they, Miss Witch, they wanted to go to this big, flat, two-dimensional world because they always like it there, but Charles Wallace and Meg couldn't breathe. Charles Wallace, Meg, and Calvin couldn't breathe, so they had to go directly to Camazotz instead of go through that paper world.
That's true.
We called it the paper world.
Charles Wallace was kind of mad, wasn't he?
Yes. They could have suffocated in there.
That's right.
Because they couldn't breathe and all their organs were smushed.
They were very flat.
Very. Flat as a piece of paper.
Flatter.
Flatter?
Flatter.
Flatter.
If you stack up lots of pieces of paper, well, you get a stack.
So is that...
That's not two-dimensional. All right.
I said one piece of paper.
One piece of paper. Okay. So you want to talk about one more book?
Yes.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid?
Yes.
Dog Days.
It's where they have summer vacation and he's staying inside watching TV while the other kids are playing outside. Pretty much that is.
That's the whole thing?
Well, not really. They go to the beach too and he goes on this thing called the Puncher Cruncher, and I think that's what it's called at least. He spins around and around, and when he gets off, he's about to throw up on the deck. And he's concentrating on not throwing up on the deck.
So he doesn't like throwing up?
He doesn't like throwing up.
Okay.
And they went to the...
Hi, Lita.
...swimming pool. And... Well, a high school student who's... The wimpy kid, the main character who's telling the story,
Right.
Girlfriend,
Ooh, he's got a girlfriend!
No! Yes, he does, but it's his, that's girlfriend's, mom.
Oh, okay.
Well, and, it ends up as being the lifeguard at the pool. Her name is Heather. The wimpy kid tries to gets her to notice.
Okay.
Him and.
Why don't you tell me some of the favorite parts of the book?
My favorite part?
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite part is when this kid who is in the story ate too much ice cream and threw up behind Heather's chair.
So it does have throwing up.
Yes.
All right. What else can we ask you? Are you looking forward to the movie?
What movie?
The Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie?
Yes. Are we going to watch it?
We'll probably go see it.
Yay! You see, we saw this board, and it said about something about the Diary of a Wimpy Kid movie.
Yes. And it has the picture from the Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yes.
All right, before we wrap up, we have a little bit of listener mail we should probably go through with
yep.
Princess Scientist. So let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first one is from Keith Hughes of the Time Out podcast. It says, Dear Princess Scientist, I really enjoyed your first episode of the Princess Scientist Book Club. Your conversation with your royal lab assistant, Mom, was interesting and at times funny. I look forward to future episodes. Anything to say?
Well, thank you for listening, and it will never end.
Okay, here's one from someone called Unfocused Girl. It says, Hey, Princess Scientist, I'm Zoe, and a big fan of your book club. I'm 9 years old and in third grade. Hey.
That sounds like another Zoe in my school.
Well, maybe. I've read the Percy Jackson series, and it's really good. You should really read them and talk about them in the Princess Scientist book club. If you like Greek myths and monsters, these books will be great. If you read them, enjoy them.
I do like Greek myths and monsters.
Okay. And we actually do have the first Percy Jackson book, The Lightning Thief.
Oh, yes, we do.
And so, is that the next book you're going to read?
Yep.
Okay, so that's good timing.
So mm-hmm.
we'll be covering that very soon. Thank you for the mail.
Thanks for the mail, and we'll wrap it up now.
All right, we do have one more email here for Princess Scientist.
One more!
Last one. Dear Princess Scientist, my daughters and I love your podcast. We have listened to all three episodes several times in the car, and I plan to turn all sorts of characters in The Hobbit into girls the next time I read it. Thank you so much for letting us know what you are reading and what you think about those books. I have typed in what my daughters asked me to say below. From Arwen, who's 9, some of the books you suggested sound great, and I hope I can read them. Please make more podcasts. I love them. I love your podcast because I like kids talking about books so that it's not only adults. And from Ahana, Dear Princess Scientist, me and my mom are reading Mrs. Frisbee and the Rats of Nim, and after we finish the book, we're going to read The 39 Clues. Also, I really, really, really want you to make a new podcast thing so we can listen to it. I love it. And are you going to Origin so I can see you there? I wish I could be on a podcast like you. You are funny. I liked it when your dad said that dads always need 2 goldfish. And you said, no way. I want to say something about the graveyard book. It's that I read just a little bit, and then I don't know why, but we cut off reading the graveyard book. I want to read just a little bit more of that book.
Well, sorry, we're not going to Origins this year.
Yes.
We have to go to Australia.
Oh, what a darn shame.
Well, we are going to see lots of platypuses.
Yes, because Australia is covered with platypuses.
Yes.
But we are making more podcasts because you're listening to one.
Yes.
And it's a shame you didn't finish the graveyard book.
Yes, it's very good.
Yes.
If you're listening right now, Ahana, have you read the part where graveyard boy, Bod, he meets up with this girl, and they meet, 3 years later?
Well, we probably shouldn't give that part away.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Beep, 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 beep.
All right. Well, why don't we wrap it up again?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for listening to the Princess Scientist Podcast.
Thank you so much.
I'm the servant dad.
Not servant.
Not the servant. What am I? Your loyal minion.
Yes.
Yes, I'm the loyal minion dad. Yes, master.
I didn't know that what you meant.
No. I shall bring you the brain, master.
Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Loyal minion.
All right. Good night, folks.